The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about ways to jumpstart your creativity, especially if you've had it on the back burner lately. As parents, we're always encouraging our kids to be creative, and sometimes we forget that creativity does not have to stop when you turn 18.
That's right. And you and I are lucky enough to be in jobs that not only encourage creativity, but also require it. But even when you have a job that requires creativity, it's good to have some creative things you do in your free time that are just for fun and not part of your work. For me, I really like to do things around the house, like maybe make a new wreath for the door or arrange some fresh flowers or decorate the front porch. You know, just prettify things.
And you are great at prettifying things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not quite as skilled at the DIY projects as you are, but I do like to make things with photos. A few years ago, I started these online scrapbooks and photo books that you can put together on websites like Shutterfly, and I love to see how they turn out once they're printed, and it's a way to kind of record our family life from year to year. And if you are a photo geek like me, there's another website I use called picmonkey.com. It's really fun. It lets you do some creative things with snapshots. I'm addicted to it. Shannon says I am a PicMonkey junkie.
Yeah, you totally are, but in a good way.
Thank you.
Well, time's almost up for us today, but we'd love to hear about some of the ways you use your creativity. So find us on Facebook and let us know. Just do a search for NWA Motherload.
Where moms click.